This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated. For the private use of our audience, any reproduction, rebroadcast, retransmission, or other dissemination or use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of this game, without the express written consent of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated, is prohibited. Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball is live from the sandhills of North Carolina to the coastal plains and from state line to state line. This is the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Woodpeckers pregame show, getting you set for first pitch. Let's send you out to the stadium.
It is a sunny and warm, beautiful Easter Sunday in downtown Fayetteville, North Carolina. An Easter for baseball as the Woodpeckers and the Red Sox square off in the final game of this six-game series. And with that, we say hello, everybody. Welcome inside the Woodpeckers broadcast booth. We are live on MILB.TV and also streaming live via online radio at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and the MILB First Pitch app. Andrew Chapman alongside Colin Casey. Again, a very happy Easter to everybody tuning in. The Woodpeckers are hoping that the Easter Sunday ball game can bring them a little more good fortune. They're 1-7 to begin the regular season, Colin. Salem has taken four of the first five, but all of these games, really, other than Friday night in that 11-3 contest, have been close. Yesterday, the Woodpeckers got down early, 5-0. Brian Salgado was hit around a little bit, but thanks to Edison Bautista's work out of the bullpen and also a big-time sixth inning, they were right back in that thing down the stretch.
They certainly were. It was a really exciting, one of the more exciting innings of the entire season for the Woodpeckers so far. You had the big home run there from Molina, the two-run shot to get things started. Jackson Hallmark, dead center field, nearly had himself back-to-back home runs with an inside-the-park home run, but he was tagged out at the plate. Of course, that led to the ejection of manager Joe Thon. And then the following batter, Quincy Hamilton, kind of got some energy off that ejection and launched one over the right field wall for his second home run of the season. So they were able to get close. It just took a little too long to get the offense going. Also, credit to Miguel Suero coming out of the bullpen, getting the victory for Salem, doing an outstanding job and securing their third straight victory. But today, the focus really is just to take that momentum late in yesterday's game into today. This has been a tough series for the Woodpeckers. They've had defensive woes. The bats have gone quiet at key moments, and the pitching hasn't always been there. But maybe today's the day where all three come together and they're able to start clicking, take the victory here today, and take the momentum out on the road to Augusta.
Yeah, they'll hope Ryan Gusto can give them a strong start, allow that offense to keep churning early. Gusto going four scoreless his last time out until he ran into a bit of trouble in the fifth. But his second time getting to see a Salem lineup this time around. Sometimes it can go both ways. The second time a lineup gets to see you, maybe they make adjustments. Gusto, though, already also has a good scouting report, though, against these Salem bats that will have their top prospects in the heart of the order with Marcelo Meyer, Blaze Jordan. They do get a little bit of a break, though, today, Colin, from Nico Cavadas and Nathan Hickey, who have been tough to deal with throughout this week.
Yeah, I found that a little bit interesting because Ryan Gusto has had a lot of success in the first start against right-handed bats, and this is a real right-handed heavy lineup that manager Luke Montz is sending out there today. So this is a good opportunity for Gusto to really, really go deep into a ball game. He threw 87 pitches in his first outing, so it's clear that he doesn't have too many pitch restrictions on him, and he'll have a good opportunity against this right-handed heavy lineup for Salem. All things considered, it should be a really, really favorable matchup for Gusto, and the question now will be, can he get to that five-inning mark, which seems to be the real difference maker for Fayetteville so far in this series. If they can get five innings out of their starters, they have a really good chance of competing down the stretch.
Ryan Gusto will be going toe-to-toe against Osvaldo De La Rosa, the 6'4 right-hander. We'll have more numbers on both of those guys when we return from break. The managers are meeting at home play with tonight's two-man umpiring crew exchanging lineup cards. We'll have those starting nine in full for you as well when we come back in a moment. The Woodpeckers are donning the Sunday Reds for the first time this year. It's Easter Sunday. Thanks again so much for taking some time with us on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. The pregame show continues when we return from this two-minute break.
Pick up. baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the...
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
The Fairfield Inn and Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport, and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867. H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s, discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value. Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
Fans, please rise and remove your caps for the singing of our national anthem. Performing the national anthem this evening, please welcome recording artist Michael Daughtry.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Let's hear it for Michael Daughtry.
Straight from the ballpark, it's time to dig in for some Woodpeckers baseball. Now, here's the voice of the Woodpeckers, Andrew Chapman.
A beautiful Easter Sunday for baseball as the Woodpeckers are trying to grab Game 6. It's the series conclusion between the Woodpeckers and the Low-A affiliate of the Boston Red Sox, the Salem Red Sox. Andrew Chapman, Colin Casey, welcoming you back inside the Woodpeckers broadcast booth as Ryan Gusto strolls to the mound, fires off his warm-up tosses as we get ready to get this thing going. Let's go ahead and bring you the starting nine for the Red Sox, 7-1 to begin their 2022 campaign. The manager, Luke Montz, has Edinson Paulino, the shortstop, leading off. Miguel Yguento is in right and batting second. Marcelo Meyer, the Red Sox top prospect, gets the day off from the field, and he'll DH and hit third. Blaze Jordan over at first base bats cleanup. Brainer Bonacci is at third, batting fifth. Gilberto Mexicano, the catcher, is sixth. In the bottom three of the Sox order, Eduardo Vaughn in center, Carson Cimas, the second baseman, and Keir Meredith out in left. They will be opposed by Ryan Gusto, who got the start on Tuesday in the opener. He went four scoreless before running into some trouble in the fifth. Final line for him in that game, 4 2/3, 3 runs, 2 earned, only walked 2 and struck out 6. Ryan Gusto has a little bit more of a scouting report and a feel for these Salem hitters, and we'll see what he can do the second time around against their order. The Woodpeckers, as we mentioned, are in those Sunday Reds, the alternate BP uniforms, if you will, for the first time this year. Red shirts with the Woodpecker logo on the left side of the chest, black numbers on the back of those red unis, black hats and white pants with the singular black pinstripe going down the side of the leg, black cleats for Ryan Gusto out there on the bump, while Salem is in the navy blues with Salem imprinted across the chest, red numbers on the backs, gray pants with a red stripe going down the side of the leg, and black helmets for the Salem hitters. Edinson Paulino, the shortstop tonight and leadoff hitter for Salem, has stepped into that left side, and we were just about ready to go. Woodpeckers 1-7 over their first 8, but kept it close yesterday, 5-3 the final, and a quick game on Saturday. Gusto winds and throws, and his first pitch misses low. Off we go. Paulino showed bunt, pulled back, and it's a 1-ball, no strike count. Picture perfect in Fayetteville. Sunny and 77 degrees, underway at 2:06 p.m. Eastern time. Paulino goes down to get a change, lifts it opposite way to left. Quincy Hamilton sprinting over, slides along the line and makes a great catch. It looked like it was going to be routine, but Quincy Hamilton had to put the head down like a sprinter out of the blocks. He covered a big territory of left field and makes a great play right off the jump. How's that for a way to start a game?
What did we say yesterday, Chappie? We talk a lot about his bat, but people forget about the defense. Hamilton was swung all the way over towards right field because they had the shift on for Paulino and had to go such a long way to get to that ball. I was convinced that thing was going to drop for extra bases, but he lays out and makes a spectacular catch to begin the ball game.
And a play like that so early in the game, just 2 pitches in, is complimentary of strength and conditioning coordinator Matt Jones for Fayetteville, as the first one comes home to Miguel Yguento and is a little up and inside. But he's the guy that gets them warmed up, stretches them out along the lines, and makes sure that once the first pitch is out, you're ready to go into a sprint right away. Here's a high fly hit to shallow center. Tyler Whitaker coming on. 3 fielders in a triangle. It's Whitaker making the catch. And 2 of the 3 Fayetteville outfielders stand busy early on. Everybody looks warmed up and ready to go.
Let's take a look at this Fayetteville defense. You saw Hamilton making the catch out in left field. Whitaker making the last put out in center. Joey Loperfido joins them in the outfield in right. Jackson Hallmark at third. Leos Donny Molina at short. Yeris Ramirez at second. Miguel Palma at first. And Freddie Guillamo behind the plate for Ryan Gusto.
And Guillamo frames a changeup outside, a little too far outside, and it's 1-0 on Marcelo Meyer. Gusto kicking and throwing, and he misses down and outside. Marcelo Meyer DHing for the first time in this series, playing in his 5th game, got the day off on Friday, made some big plays over at short last night, the 2-0. Goes down to get a changeup, and he missed. 2 balls and 1 strike, all told in this series. Marcelo Meyer has been a little quiet, 4-for-17 in total. A couple of doubles and 2 driven in. Swings and misses and more off speed. A changeup down low. That's been the scouting report, Colin, against Meyer in this series. Off speed below the zone, and he's had trouble getting to it.
Yeah, definitely don't want to elevate anything to him. He hasn't shown off the power yet this year, but he's got it.
Well, he did go high fastball. Ryan Gusto strikes out Marcelo Meyer. For Meyer, the strikeouts continue to add up this week. That's his sixth in the series. And it closes a scoreless top of the first in 1-2-3 fashion. We go bottom one. We'll have the Fayetteville starting nine for you when we return on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Hey, fans, take a look at the video board. It's time to welcome someone special. It's time to welcome back into Segra Stadium the best mascot in baseball, Bunker. Bunker's entrance is brought to you by Cumberland Tractor Kubota of Fayetteville. Visit their location at 1530 Middle River Loop here in Fayetteville for a variety of services and Kubota equipment. Fans, let's make some Easter noise for Bunker! Fans, do you want free tacos? Well, here's your chance. If the Woodpeckers score six runs tonight, all fans in attendance will win a free taco from El Cazador. If the magic number hits, fans will receive a coupon on their way out tonight. Coupons are redeemable only at their location on Gillespie Street here in Fayetteville. Say, we want tacos with me on three. One, two, three. Tonight's Woodpeckers walk-up music is presented by the Big 95.7 WKML. Leading off the bottom of the first inning for the Woodpeckers, the third baseman, number two, Jackson Hallmark.
We are into the bottom of the first inning, and the Woodpeckers sending Jackson Hallmark to the plate to lead it off. Ryan Gusto goes 1-2-3 thanks to a nice catch and left by Quincy Hamilton to start us off. Leo Stanley Molina will bat second, and Tyler Whitaker is in the hole. First pitch home is on the inner half. It's 1-0.
I actually love this move here from manager Joe Thon to give Hallmark the leadoff spot with Cerny out of the lineup. He really can be a difference maker on the Bates pass if he's able to get on to begin an inning.
Slider misses outside to Hallmark, 2-0. Yeah, good contact hitter. Jackson Hallmark right up near the top of the Woodpeckers in overall average to begin the season. And he swings it one up high from Osvaldo De La Rosa for a two-ball, one-strike count. Hallmark, over his first five games, is a 5-for-20. That's fourth overall in the club at .250. All of his hits singles, but he's driven in three, walked a couple of times, and takes a strike on the inside half. From today's home plate umpire, Jalen Goodman, who worked the bases yesterday. Charles Welling on the bases to end the series. A two-ball, two-strike count as De La Rosa throws. Hallmark lifts it foul right field side and keeps it at 2-2. So Hamilton bats cleanup. Miguel Palma is fifth, and Joey Loperfido in right today. He is sixth. Bottom three of Joe Thon's lineup card, Yuris Ramirez, Victor Miskay, and catcher Freddy Guillamo. New baseball in hand for De La Rosa, and his 2-2 again strikes out Jackson Hallmark looking. A fastball that just touched that outside black, framed well by Mexicano behind the plate. One down, base is empty with Leo Stanley Molina coming up, and Colin has the Salem defense.
Salem defense coming in fifth in the Carolina League, .964 fielding percentage on the season. Roberto Mexicano doing the catching, Blaze Jordan at first, Carson Seamus at second, Edinson Paulino at short, and Brainier Bonacci in at third. Left to right in the outfield, Meredith Vaughn and Ugueto, the outfield this afternoon for manager Luke Montz.
Molina dumps the first pitch back and out of play, an 0-1 count. Leo Stanley Molina hugged the left field foul pole last night with a deep home run, his second of the year. Fastball up and outside, didn't miss by much, 1-1. Molina now with multiple home runs this season. Three Fayetteville players have done that so far. Cerny with three, Hamilton with two. He hit one last night, and now Leo Stanley Molina has homered in both series. Drives this one well, out to left. Sprinting back is Meredith, and before he gets to the track, he has room and makes the catch. Good swing by Molina. Kept the front side locked in on a low breaking ball, and a little bit of power to the pull side for Leo Stanley Molina.
I'm a little surprised that Salem hasn't started to shift him a little bit, because he's got so much power going to left field like that. He's had a couple of lineouts now in the series, and of course the home run to left field. Great contact there, but Meredith able to backtrack and make the play.
Here's Tyler Whitaker, and a first pitch fastball finds the zone, 0-1. He might still be a little bit of out of breath after yesterday's sixth inning run around the bases. He hit a fly ball off of the center field wall. It caromed back towards the infield. The 0-1 pitch. Back to the fastball. And another strike called, 0-2. But he made it all the way. Had a perfect slide towards that back corner of the plate. But a one-hopping cutoff throw from Marcelo Meyer in shallow center. Got to the plate in time. And he was tagged out trying for an inside-the-park home run. And he swings at a slider down and outside. Osvaldo De La Rosa strikes out a couple and duplicates the effort of his counterpart, Ryan Gusto. 1-2-3 first for both sides. Scoreless as we go to the second next from Segra Stadium.
Let Family Dentistry smile, Cam. What I want. Ryan Gusto. Leading off the top of the second inning for the Red Sox, the first baseman, number 24, Blaze Jordan.
Blaze Jordan begins the top of the second inning. Both starting pitchers going 1-2-3 in the first, and Ryan Gusto gets the second going with strike one to Jordan, the first baseman and powerful right-handed hitter who's had a couple off of the wall in this series. Chops this one the opposite way out to first. Palma sits behind the bag, fields at his shoulders, runs over to the cushion himself and completes the three unassisted.
Now this is continuing a pretty quiet series so far for Blaze Jordan, of course known for all that pop he's got, but good job so far this series by Fayetteville pitching to kind of keep that under control. Jordan now just his average now actually dipping down below 185 on the season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'll go a little closer towards 180. That's a guy who hit over, I believe, 320 at the Florida complex for the Red Sox in his initial pro at-bats. A little sluggish to begin, low A. Now it's Brandon Bonacci, who had the night off yesterday. Salem third baseman puts one foul into the screen. A couple of foul offs for Bonacci, and it's quickly no balls and two strikes.
Yeah, Bonacci's had himself a solid series, but still looking for that first extra base hit against Fayetteville. 4-for-6 with four singles.
6 for his first 20 this year, an even 300 average. And the 93-mile-per-hour fastball up and outside, that's a ball 1-2. Bonacci, 4 runs driven in. He's drawn 11 walks, which is good for him. This is shot past the mound, squeezing up the middle, past the dive of Molina and into shallow center. Bonacci gives Salem their first hit of the afternoon. A one-out single in this second. Roberto Mexicano, the catcher, will hit with a man aboard for Bonacci. It's his 7th hit of the year.
And for Gusto, that's the first hit he's allowed. Remember, he had a really strong outing the first 4 innings. He actually did not give up a single hit with a runner on base through the first 4 innings.
A slow roller right side. This could be trouble. Ramirez is charging. He scoops and shovels over to first with his glove. Forget the bare hand. Do it all in one fluid motion. And he gets the out as Bonacci moves down to second base. But Ramirez was in a double play location towards the middle of the diamond. He had to run a long way to his left. And heads up awareness to shovel and flip it over to Palma right out of his glove. Sometimes that ball can get caught in the webbing, but it came out clean. And Yuris Ramirez makes a nice play. Man on second, 2 out, and Eduardo Vaughn stepping in.
Save me from the announcer's jinx there, too.
And here's the pitch to Vaughn. Delayed strike call from Jalen Goodman, but it's in there for an 0-1 count. Goodman also almost has the little half-second delay like an umpire would if he was getting the ball and strike calls from a Statcast or a TrackMan locator. That's a foul tip held onto by Guillamo, and it's 0-2, but no, we don't do the automatic ball strike zone here in low A. That hasn't made it to us yet. I have a feeling it might eventually, but we're going all natural with the umpires this season. An 0-2 pitch with Gusto ahead. He got him looking on the outside corner, and Gusto gets through another scoreless frame. One out single from Bonacci on the hit. He gets stranded down at second. No runs, one hit, no errors for Fayetteville in a scoreless game as we go to the bottom of the second next. Middle three coming up on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
T-shirt toss. Who wants an Easter T-shirt? She was singing in my ear, you would think that she knew me. Decided to cheat. Oh, conversation yeah. Got heavy. Hey. She had me feeling like she's ready to. Oh, watch out! Oh, oh watch out! She's saying, come get me. Come get so me. I got up and followed her to the floor. She said, baby, let's go. When I told her, I said, Segra provides Segra Stadium with free public Wi-Fi. Log on now by selecting hashtag GoSegra. Back on the mound for the Red Sox, Osvaldo De La Rosa. Leading off the bottom of the second inning for the Woodpeckers, the left fielder, number 10, Quincy Hamilton.
Back with you inside Segra Stadium on this Easter Sunday. Andrew Chapman, Colin Casey, thanks for being with us. The Woodpeckers and Red Sox tied in the bottom of the second, scoreless. And a first pitch fastball in there to Quincy Hamilton for strike one by Osvaldo De La Rosa. Struck out Jackson Hallmark and Tyler Whitaker. Got Leo Stanley Molina to line out to deep left in the first. He works exclusively out of the stretch. Throws and Hamilton pops this one up. high in the sunlight. First base side, foul territory. Blaze Jordan navigates all the way to the railing of the Woodpeckers dugout, almost overran it, but had those sunglasses on, and with a reach over his left shoulder, makes the catch.
That thing was hit a mile high up in the air, and the blue skies here, you don't have to worry about the lights, so I'm sure Jordan was able to track that well. Did tail a little bit on him at the end, but good job knowing where he was on the diamond and had enough room to make the play.
Now it's Miguel Palma. De La Rosa delivers, and Palma lines one over the leaping glove of Bonacci at third. It's into left, and Palma has a one-out single. So the scorecard looking oddly similar on both sides to start the game. For each side, their fifth hitter of the game provides the first hit. And Joey Loperfido gets to swing it with a man on first and one down.
Yeah, nice job just kind of fisting that one over the third baseman's head by Palma. Didn't get all of it, but just enough to get the first hit of the game for Fayetteville.
Loperfido loads up and takes a fastball to the outside. Might have actually been the change from De La Rosa at 81. And it is a ball and no strikes for Miguel Palma. That's base hit number 5 of his season. His third single. He's got a double and a home run to go along with those 3 singles. And Loperfido takes a fastball at 92 off the outside. 2 balls and no strikes. Joey comes in up to the 200 mark now. Starting to feel it at the plate. He's 5 for 25. Bulk of those hits, though, coming in this series against Salem after a little bit of a slow start last weekend against Kannapolis. And he's comfortably in front, can wait for his pitch. 3 balls and no strikes after a changeup misses outside. Middle infield at double play depth. Palma leading off of first, and the pitch to Loperfido is a strike. Comeback fastball. Some of the fans stationed right behind home plate thought that was a little bit outside. De La Rosa fires. Palma's on the move, and Loperfido swings and fouls it. Third base side out of play. Goes to a full count. 3-2 on Joey, who's still looking for his first RBI of the season. He and Freddie Guillamo, the only position players still looking for their first ribbies. They're both in the starting lineup today. The 3-2 payoff pitch. Loperfido got all of this one. It's in the left center field, way back there, and it is gone. The first home run of the season for Joey Loperfido is a 2-run shot, and Fayetteville leads 2-0 in the second.
And the sound that one made off the bat, you almost knew it the second he made contact that was going to be the first of the year for Loperfido. A little bit of opposite field, that one tailing just to the left of center. Great swing, 3-2 pitch, you know you're going to get something good to hit. He certainly did and did not miss at all.
He got a fastball at the top of the zone, and how about that for your first RBIs of the season? Peppering the rocking chairs out in left center. And Osvaldo De La Rosa gives up his first runs of the year on that home run swing. Yuris Ramirez takes one knee level for strike one. 92-mile-per-hour fastball. De La Rosa was scoreless in his first start of the year against Lynchburg. He was scoreless back on Wednesday when he pitched out of the bullpen against the Woodpeckers. Went 2 scoreless innings, came in today with 5 innings and no ERA. But gives up his first long ball of the year. Misses down and outside to Yuris Ramirez. And now the 1-1 down to the dirt. 2-1 count on Ramirez. He started the season 2-for-11 at the plate. Both of his base hits have been singles. And he's still kind of feeling it out after undergoing the surgical procedure on that left hand. He broke the left hand last year, the pitch. Taps softly out towards third. Bouncing ball, Bonacci fields in towards the grass and zips one across the diamond on the run to get Ramirez for the second out. 5-3 put out. Base is clear. 2 gone for Victor Miskai.
It's a nice play over at third there by Bonacci. We've seen him kind of play a number of different positions. Had a little bit tough time at second earlier in the series. I think this is where he best is, though, over at the hot corner. He's got a really strong arm, and he was able to showcase it on that play.
Victor Miskai, the lefty, dips down low to get a changeup, missed it, and a no ball, one strike count. Miskai, the designated hitter, at 2-for-16, 125 to begin the season, but one of those swings, a home run to center field in Kannapolis. Here's the 1-1 pitch. And Miskai watches a good slider bend around the corner on the outside. Backdoor pitch from Osvaldo De La Rosa. And he goes any further. Freddy Guillamo, the nine-hitter, stands on deck. The 29th pitch of the game for De La Rosa breaks down into the dirt. And it's 2-2. It's one of the things that Ryan Gusto didn't get on Tuesday was a multi-run lead, but a nice little cushion for him. Two-run advantage going into the third, and he's faced just one above the minimum. Miskai pops this pitch up left side. It will get over the seats towards the train tracks. Victor Miskai from Marília, Brazil. Good buddy of Heitor Tokar, former Woodpecker who's up in Asheville this season in their starting rotation. And now the 2-2. Miskai strikes out swinging. De La Rosa beats him with a changeup down low, but the Woodpeckers strike first. A two-run home run from Joey Loperfido. He puts it into the rocking chairs in left center, and Fayetteville leads 2-0 after two. Top three next on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Fans are sitting in the coolest seats in the house. You've won a tumbler and drink tickets, courtesy of Blanton. Call Blanton's for all your air conditioning, plumbing, and electrical needs. You're so cool. On the mound for the Woodpeckers, Ryan Gusto. Leading off the top of the third inning for the Red Sox, the second baseman, number 16, Carson Semus.
Carson Semus gets the top of the third going. 2-0 Woodpeckers, thanks to the two-run home run from Joey Loperfido. Ryan Gusto back out to work, and with the play-by-play, here's Colin Casey.
Thank you so much, Andrew. Carson Semus digging in. 8-9 and one hitters due up for Salem. And once again, the Woodpeckers find themselves in an early lead in this series. That one over for a called strike. They have struck first four times over six games. However, a lot of those games, they've only gotten about one run and then gave it right back. Here they have a two-run lead as this one popped up into shallow left center. Caught by the shortstop, Molina, and it's a quick first out for Ryan Gusto and the Woodpeckers to begin the third.
Hey, you can tell the defense playing with some energy today. Early home run like that from Loperfido really energizes the dugout, and it was good energy throughout the entire clubhouse just walking around today, despite the slow start.
Big cut by Keir Meredith comes up empty, and it was actually Augusta won himself a 2-0 lead in the first game of the series as well before Salem responded with a home run of their own. Nico Cavadas, who's not in the lineup, sent one over the fence as Meredith falls behind 0-2. From the windup, the pitch, breaking ball down and away a little bit. Augusta out of Charlotte, North Carolina, a couple of hours west. Meredith slices this one out towards the train tracks, foul.
It's always cool when you're pitching in your home state. Good chance that family and friends get to come out, watch the majority of your games. When he goes to Asheville, too.
Meredith able to fight that one off. Yeah, Asheville pretty much on the other side of Charlotte, a couple hours west of Charlotte. So right in the middle, not much of a difference in terms of travel time. Ground ball to first, fielded cleanly. Palma the flip onto Gusto, and it's an easy first couple of outs in the third. Gusto has now retired each of his last four batters.
Filled in his position well. He lost the hat in the process. Who needs it? Gusto, tall guy out there, so he has long strides, and on plays like that, he's able to cover a lot of ground quick, get over to first, and Miguel Palma, he knows what to do in those situations, as smooth with the glove at first as he is behind the plate.
Edinson Paulino steps in for the second time, breaking ball down low. He was robbed of extra bases on a great diving catch out in left field by Quincy Hamilton to begin the ball game. What's been a really strong start to this game defensively for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Paulino evens the count up with a foul ball. Paulino, in his second at-bat yesterday, launched one over the right field wall for a two-run shot. Ended up proving to be the difference in the 5-3 win. Got all of it right down the line. Soft liner, fielded on a hop at second by Ramirez. The throw on to first, and it's the second 1-2-3 inning of the day for Ryan Gusto. We're through 2.5 from Segra Stadium, Fayetteville 2 and Salem nothing. You're tuned in right here on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Name, make some noise to let us know where you're sitting. Don't forget about our Easter egg hunt following the game. Children 6 and under will line up on the left field warning track. And 7 and over will line up on the right field warning track. Plus, following the hunt, kids have the chance to run the bases. Sox, Osvaldo De La Rosa. Leading off the bottom of the third inning for the Woodpeckers, the catcher, number 4, Freddy Guillamo.
Home half of inning number 3 is Freddy Guillamo leading things off in his first at-bat of the afternoon. His team up a couple of runs, and Guillamo wasted no time, lines one into left field for a leadoff
single. That's a base hit for Guillamo.
So a quick start to the inning for the Fayetteville offense after putting up 2 last inning. That's their third hit of the contest, and really the most complete start to a game we've seen from the Woodpeckers over the last couple of days.
Hitting's infectious, especially when you're hitting long balls early like Lo Profito.
First pitch to Jackson Hallmark, misses high. Hallmark struck out looking in what was a really clean first for Osvaldo De La Rosa. Ulama with a strong secondary lead as Hallmark laces this one foul out of play. Hallmark batting leadoff for the first time this season. Found himself mainly towards the bottom of the order. Batted sixth once, but in the nine hole three times. So good opportunity for him to prove himself offensively as a check on the runner at first. The pitch. That one up and away. Beautiful Easter Sunday of baseball in Fayetteville, North Carolina. A couple of clouds here and there, but otherwise a perfect day down here in the land of the pines. 3-1 the count. Here it comes. Swung on and missed. And that'll fill things at 3-2. We'll see if Ulamo is in motion. We saw him running. We saw some movement before earlier in the game with a three-ball count. But Hallmark will take it. And Ulamo will just have to trot down to second base. Woodpeckers threatening once again. They have each of their first two batters on to begin the home half of the third. And that will bring up Leo's Donnie Molina. Flew out sharply to left field his first time up. Had the home run yesterday. Now not a bad time to add to that total. First pitch from the righty, skips up and over the backstop and out of play. And that will bring home, no it won't actually, sorry, we'll keep runners at second and third. I thought home plate umpire Jalen Goodman at point home. One of the crazier wild pitches you'll ever see. The ball in the dirt ramped up over the glove of Yorberto Mexicano and cleared the backstop. So that puts two in scoring position now for Molina.
I stepped out of the booth really quick, and I heard a thud by the official score window.
That must have scared the daylights out of you. Count even 1-1.
I guess it almost got in the window. Maybe they need the fishing net over there.
Oh, yeah. Infield still at normal depth with nobody out. Molina looking to add to that RBI total here. Way out in front of the breaking balls. He hits himself in the helmet in frustration. Count 1-2. Salem league best 7-1 on the season. Atop the North Division. Trying to make it 5-6. They'll have to play from behind in. This won't help their cause. It's ripped into left field for a base hit by Molina. Coming across to score is Freddie Ulamo. And the Fayetteville Woodpeckers jump out in front now 3-0.
Well, just a complete offensive performance right now. You have guys all over the order contributing with Ulamo getting on base. Molina's driving in runs. Middle third got the scoring started. And they're making a change. There was a pitching change. We're going through the Salem clubhouse right now to figure out who number 18 is right now for the Red Sox. It looks like there was a roster move made that we haven't been told about. But once we figure out who the name is, we'll tell you. But they made a pitching change from the starter, De La Rosa, and that hasn't quite worked out here in the third inning.
De La Rosa going just two innings, giving up two runs, including the two-run shot for Joey Loperfido, and is currently on the hook. No walks. He's able to strike out three batters. So it wasn't a terrible outing for him, but not going too long could end up lining him up for his first loss of the season. Here's Tyler Whitaker. First pitch, just low. Whitaker has runners at the corners as Hallmark moved up to third on that single from Molina, who stands at first. Salem trying to turn two and limit the damage. Down and in to Whitaker, rather. Whitaker struck out swing to end the first inning. Hit on the ground down the left field line. This will play another run. Hallmark scores. Molina up to third, and it'll be an RBI double for Tyler Whitaker. 4-0 Woodpeckers.
And everybody's timing looks exceptional today. I don't know if it's the warmer weather. That could be a factor. A little daylight picking up the baseball better, but Tyler Whitaker. And you can tell as this series has gone on and guys get more familiar hitting in this ballpark, getting used to the batter's eye that we have here, that might just be picking it up a little bit better than they did earlier in the week, because everybody's putting good swings on the ball and timing things up at the moment.
Quincy Hamilton into the box. Hamilton popped out to first. It's first time up, and he'll send this one down the left field line. Foul. Look out.
We're being told in the booth, Colin, Alexandria Montero is the new right-hander for Salem. And again, he was a roster move, we believe, just today. He might have just gotten into town to pitch today. But Alexandria Montero, for all you scorekeepers at home.
Talk about being put into a tough situation. Yeah. Called in today and immediately brought on. And it's been a bit of a adjustment period for him, as he's given up two runs this inning, two already on base in scoring position now. The 1-1 to Quincy. Hit on the ground to second. This will play to run. It's bobbled by Seamus. He recovers and flips it underhand to Jordan to get the out. But that still plates Leostani Molina, and the lead swells to 5 for Fayetteville. It's 5-0.
Excuse me, Alexander Montero. Alexander Montero, the name.
So Hamilton does his job, brings across the run, as he's done in each of the last three games now. And with one out, in steps Miguel Palma. Montero with his first pitch. Palma taking aim at that batter's eye out in center field, but comes up empty. Palma kicked off the second inning, the one-out single, before being driven out on the home run by Loperfido. Fastball in tight. Pretty strong crowd between the dugouts building here on this Easter Sunday. Great to see another great turnout on this opening week series, as that one fouled straight back.
And we're not even to May or June yet. When summertime hits, the kids are out of school. We'll have some education days coming up, in fact, during the next homestand.
That's right.
An 11:05 game. We'll have a ton of kids in the park, but a lot of cool theme nights still to come here at Segra.
The 1-2. Down and away. Woodpeckers Woodpeckers trying to end a three-game skid against the Red Sox after starting the season 0-4, picking up their first win in game number 5. And Palma goes down on strikes. Fastball able to catch the zone. 2 down.
5-0 lead, marking the largest lead of any game this season for Fayetteville. They had a 3-run lead at one point out in Kannapolis, but really hadn't been able to put together the multi-run innings consecutive against Salem. Now they're finally doing it today.
Here's Loperfido. Swings and misses. He hit one out to left center that just cleared the yellow line, rattled off the metal railing a couple of feet above the wall for his first home run of 2022. A one misses outside. Another breezy day. Hear the wind picking up on our crowd mic, but nothing too crazy. 1-1 rolled on the ground to first. Jordan fields it on a hop, steps on first, and that will retire the side, but not before Fayetteville adds 3 more runs. They now lead it 5-0 after 3 on this Easter Sunday from Segra Stadium. You're tuned in to Woodpeckers Baseball on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
It's hat shuffle time. Take a look at the video board, and good luck. Which one is it? Congratulations if you selected number 2. At this time, we'd like to say congratulations to our Power Hitter Prize Pack winner in section number 125. Congratulations. On the mound for the Woodpeckers, Ryan Gusto. Leading off the top of the fourth inning for the Red Sox, the right fielder, number 8, Miguel Hugueto.
Miguel Hugueto will kick things off here in the top of inning number 4. Fayetteville, its largest lead of the season so far. 5-0. Ball 1 to Hugueto, who's arguably been the best hitter in this series from either team. Coming off back-to-back 3-hit games, and here he's going to have his first of this afternoon as he sprays one into right field for a base knock. So for Hugueto, that is his 8th hit over the last just about 2.5 games. Really impressive stretch for the Salem right fielder.
Yeah, the first chunk of weekly awards in the Carolina League will be coming out tomorrow, factoring in this series and opening weekend series. Hugueto's probably going to be a front runner. I haven't looked at all the totals across the league.
Slow roller hit by Meyer. Gusto with a tough throw gets it. The second throw on back to first, though, pulls Palma off the bag. We talked earlier in the series about how terrifying that throw to second can be for a pitcher, but credit to Gusto, made a good play, got the lead runner in Hugueto at second. Meyer able to beat it out at first. So there is now a runner at first with one out. Credit Marcelo Meyer with a fielder's choice. In steps Blaze Jordan. First pitch fastball at 91 on the outside part of the plate for a strike. Jordan hit one on the ground to his counterpart, Palma, his first trip. Pitch. Jordan with a big rip, fouls it off to the right. The Boston Red Sox, Major League affiliate for Salem, currently scoreless in the bottom of the fifth inning against Minnesota. As Jordan drives this one out to right center field. But back to make the play is Tyler Whitaker. Had plenty of room in front of the wall for out number two. Looked like that one just kind of died after it got up in the air. Put a big jolt in that one to right center, but couldn't quite get enough of it for his first home run of the series.
Yeah, the wind is blowing in, but not very hard today, so it's not affecting baseballs too much. Joey Loperfido hit it right into the wind when he took it out. That one had a good sound coming off the bat of Blaze Jordan, but that's where the fence really starts to recede and hit it to one of the deeper parts.
Brainerd Bonacci hits this one on the ground over Gusto, charging at short. The strong throw by Molina is in time. The great defense continuing from the Fayetteville Woodpeckers this afternoon. We're through 3.5. Fayetteville leads it 5-0.
Sizzle cam. Fans on the mound for the Red Sox. Number 18, Alexander Montero. This is provided by the North Carolina Education Lottery. Leading off the bottom of the fourth inning for the Woodpeckers, the second baseman, number 22, Yuris Ramirez.
Bottom of the fourth inning from Segra Stadium. Fayetteville looking to add to their 5-0 lead against right-hander Alexander Montero. First pitch to Yuris Ramirez is just outside for ball one. Ramirez grounded out his first time up, hits it again to third, but this time over the head of Brainerd Bonacci. And he's going to try to leg it out for two, the dive, and he's out. Looked like Ramirez tried catching Salem by surprise, but they were not fooled. The throw in plenty of time and the tag applied. So a little bit too much from Ramirez on the base paths, one away.
You can appreciate the hustle. Right now, Woodpeckers are racking up base hits. They're making good plays on the defensive side. So all these guys are juiced up trying to grab as many extra bases as they can and get another man in scoring position, get another rally, and you're really going to be talking about a comfortable ball game in the middle innings.
Victor Mascai, who's trying to get it going in the series, lifts this one out of play, foul. a bit of a tough one for Victor. This is now 0-10 with six strikeouts in the series. The check swing, and he is able to hold up. Has drawn three walks. And this guy fouls this one up onto the roof of the brick building just to the left of our broadcast booth. So the count now even 2-2. Talked about Red Sox affiliate currently in action. Major League affiliate, that is, the Boston Red Sox, as it's now a full count. Houston, the Astros, will be in action later on today. In fact, just about an hour's time out in Seattle. Game three of that series, which is currently at one apiece after the Astros won yesterday with a 4-0 shutout victory. Count stays full, 3-2. 4-0 shutout thanks to 8 innings and 8 strikeouts from Justin Verlander. It's clear that he is still as good as ever following missing the 2021 season with a recovery from Tommy John surgery. This guy putting together a pretty strong at-bat, fighting to stay alive.
Yeah, did you see his pitch count last night? Did you mention that? 73 pitches, I think, for Verlander.
Wow.
Getting through. He was very efficient.
Shades of Greg Maddux. Full count pitch is driven foul once again. Speaking of pitch count, I believe this will be the 9th pitch of the at-bat coming to Mascai from Montero. Another payoff pitch. And that one's in there for strike 3. Mascai thought he had ball 4. He goes down on strikes for the second time this afternoon, and that'll be out number 2. So in steps a 9 hitter, Freddy Guillamo. Got the 3rd inning started with a single. Come around to score on the Leostani Molina single. Montero trying to face the minimum here. Starts Guillamo with a called strike 1. And that one's in for strike 2. We were talking before the broadcast, Chappie, about Jordan Brewer, who had himself an outstanding game for the Asheville Tourists yesterday, the former Woodpecker, as we'll get to Brewer a little bit after this break as Guillamo goes down on strikes, and it's a strong 4th inning for Montero and the Salem Red Sox, who trail 5-0 to the hometown Woodpeckers. You're catching all the action right here on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Nettie Light has our contestants down on the dugout. Take it away, Nettie.
All right, Woodpeckers fans, we're going to have a hoppy Easter here today with our sack race. Our contestants are going to start here, hop all the way down to the tarp, and then hop back. And whoever gets here first wins the game. All right, crowd, let's count them down on 3, 2, 1, go! All right, we got Pineapple in the lead, I think. He's going. All right, back stretch. Oh, but Nike's coming up quick. Oh, who's it gonna be, Nike or Pineapple? It's gotta be a photo finish. Oh, we got Pineapple. Give it up.
Yeah, are you with me so far? Eager for action, hot for the game, the coming attraction, the drop of a name. They knew all the right people, they took all the right pills, they threw outrageous parties, they paid heavenly bills. There were lines on the mirror, lines on her face.
Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Ryan Gusto.
Ryan Gusto looks to make it five strong innings, trying to make his furthest start of the year so far against the Salem Red Sox. We head to the top of the fifth, and for the next couple innings of play-by-play, here is the voice of the Woodpeckers, Andrew Chapman.
All right, thank you, Colin. And before the first pitch comes out, umpires want Fayetteville to clean up the on-deck circle a little bit. There was a bat weight and a bat situated out there. Ryan Gusto threw four scoreless as he was on Tuesday. A pitch is popped up and out of play by Roberto Mexicano, and it's 0-1. It wasn't until the fifth when he ran into a little bit of trouble, went 4 2/3, so three more outs, and it'll be his longest outing so far in this young season. 0-1 pitch, ran inside towards the letters of Mexicano, and it's 1-1. Roberto, in the one game that he did play in this series, hit a solo home run to right center field. Here's the one ball, one strike pitch, and it's down and outside. It's one of the strengths of Salem is they have a grouping of catchers in Mexicano and Nathan Hickey that can both provide good offense as well as their innings behind the plate. Mexicano checks his swing, rolls one fair up the first base side. Palma fields even with the bag, scampers over to first and gets the out on a three unassisted. That'll bring up Eduardo Vaughn to the plate.
What I was talking about before the break, Andrew Chapman, was the great game that Jordan Brewer had last night for Asheville. He ended up having three hits, a double, a triple, and a home run. Finished just a single shy of the cycle. Great to see him having such a strong start in Asheville, the former Woodpecker.
Yeah, consecutive games. Brewer was originally going to be on the opening day roster for Fayetteville. Then there was an injury somewhere up the chain. And Brewer was the top guy. They needed an outfielder ready to go to Asheville. And he's capitalized on that chance after playing 50 games with the Woodpeckers a year ago. That one runs inside, and it made a loud sound. It either hit the hand or the knob of the bat. And Jalen Goodman, home plate umpire, says it hit the hand of Eduardo Vaughn. He's grimacing in a little bit of pain, and we'll let the training staff come over and check him out.
One of the worst spots, honestly, you can get hit by a pitch there with your fingers already up against the wood. So you're essentially getting stuck between a rock, the baseball, and a hard place, the wood. Mm-hmm. And that one can sting, but it's great to see him quickly head down to first and shake it off. Hopefully means it's not too severe. He's able to go out there and run the bases.
So it's now Carson Semus after the hit batsman. Really one of the few mistakes that Ryan Gusto has made today. He has yet to issue a walk at this point as a fastball is swung on and missed by Semus. And it's a no ball, one strike count. Semus has popped out to short and is in for the second time. Middle infield pinching towards the middle. In a double play situation. And Gusto gets a fastball over for strike two looking. Big hole on the right side, though. Yuri Ramirez especially close to second base. Molina a little bit more straight up at short. Good size lead off of first for Vaughn. Pitch home. Semus goes down waving. A high fastball gets him. And Ryan Gusto picks up his third strikeout of the night on three pitches.
This is been a real promising start here for Gusto. Looks like he's trying to establish himself as the ace of this rotation. Saw him go 4 2/3 last time against the Red Sox. Looking to get to that five-inning mark, be eligible for the victory, and possibly beyond that. It seems like he's kept his pitch count in check relatively so far.
This will be pitch number 47, and it's a strike on the high outside corner to Keir Meredith. Bounced out to first baseman Miguel Palma back in the third. Ryan Gusto went over to cover the bag on that play. He's pitching well. He's fielding his position well. He's below the belt and throws his 0-1. Spins a curve down into the dirt. It's a one ball, one strike count. Fayetteville can escape with a win today. You're going to feel like that's a victory, Colin, with just how talented this Salem offense is. No doubt they're going to be one of the better teams that the Woodpeckers see this year. You take 2 of 6, you go onto the road, and then you get to play a divisional opponent next week. Curveball is down low, and Meredith gets ahead at 2-1. Take on an Augusta team that's hitting a lot of home runs right now, like the Woodpeckers. It's a hitter-friendly park out there in Augusta, and could be in for a fun series, one that can help the Woodpeckers gain a little bit of ground in that south in the third week of the year. Fastball runs up high on Meredith, a little inside as well. 50 pitches now for Gusto, and he's right on about a 10-pitch per inning pace at the moment. He needs just two strikes to get out of this fifth. One out, man on first. All right, excuse me, two outs, man on first. And here's the bouncing ball up along the line. Miguel Palma fields before it goes foul, and he takes it to the bag and ends the inning. Ryan Gusto threw five scoreless tonight on 51 pitches, and he's now eligible for a decision. His longest start of the year as we go to the bottom of the fifth next on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. 5-0 Fayetteville.
One lucky season ticket holder to be our Hutchins High Performance Season Ticket Holder of the Game. This individual will take home a Segra Stadium gift card, courtesy of Hutchins Law Firm. Tonight's High Performance Season Ticket Holder of the Game is Thomas Hedges. Congratulations, Thomas. On the corner of Cherry Street, we would walk on the beach and not bare feet. We were both 18 and it felt so right. Sleeping all day, staying up all night. Fans, at this time, we'd like to welcome Hutchins Law Firm to today's game. Thank you for joining us and happy Easter. Fans, this Red Sox pitching change is brought to you by the North Carolina Education Lottery. Entering the game for the Red Sox, number 6, Nate Tellier. Leading off the bottom of the fifth inning for the Woodpeckers, the third baseman, number 2, Jackson Hallmark.
Jackson Hallmark leads off the bottom of the fifth inning. It's the top of the Fayetteville order with Hallmark, Leo Stanley Molina, and Tyler Whitaker. 5-0 Fayetteville lead. And another stoppage. Got to clean up that on-deck circle. Both sides have been asked to tidy things up a little bit at the start of innings. Hallmark walked and scored in the 3-run third. Now faces right-hander Nate Tellier. As Valdo De La Rosa pitched the first two, Alexander Montero pitched the third and the fourth. And now Tellier takes over in the fifth. He misses in front of the plate with a fastball, and it's 2-0 on Jackson Hallmark. Second time we have seen Tellier in this series, the 5'9 righty from Boston. Here's the 2-0, and Hallmark takes very high. Quickly ahead, 3-0. Can wait for his pitch here.
Yeah, Tellier was on the losing end of the one loss for Salem in this series.
Ball low, and a 4-pitch walk issued to Jackson Hallmark. It's the second walk issued today by Salem pitching. All the runs have mostly been generated on the hits, the situational hitting with runners on. Jackson Hallmark, in fact,
has both of them.
Both of the walks, yeah. One from Montero and now one from Tellier. Leadoff man aboard for Leo Stanley Molina. Ball outside. First 5 pitches have missed for Tellier. His numbers coming into this one today, an 0-1 record, 13.50 ERA over just 2 innings. He's given up the 3 earned, the loss on Thursday night as this pitch has popped up and will find the roof. 1-1 on Molina. 4 strikeouts, 3 walks over his 2 total innings. This is his 12th appearance, though, with Salem altogether. 9 last year in low A, and he was pretty effective. A spin, a throw over to first, and Hallmark got caught napping. And now the throw gets away. It hits off the glove of Paulino and gets into shallow left. Hallmark is hustling to third, and he slides in. He goes from being baited down on first to picking up an extra two bags and getting down to third base on a throwing error. It'll be ruled against Blaze Jordan in all likelihood. It was off to the left of Paulino, the incoming shortstop. They had Jackson Hallmark dead to rights. Instead, their infield crumbles, and they send him all the way down to third. Now the 1-1 to Molina, and he swings it one up high.
It's just an adventure every time Jackson Hallmark's on the base paths like that. It almost reminds me of, I remember Josh Harrison early in his career was always in these rundowns and somehow found a way out of them. That's a good example there of Hallmark not quitting on the play.
And a curveball floats in for strike three to Leo's Danny Molina. He's down looking. It's the seventh Salem strikeout this afternoon. One away for Tyler Whitaker. If I'm not mistaken, Colin, Jackson Hallmark was on the bases when the Woodpeckers executed a double steal play on Thursday in that 7-6 win. Hallmark was the man on third and ended up coming home to score.
I think it was Logan Cerny who set that play in motion at first.
A high chopper to first, no play at the plate. Tellier Fields runs to the bag himself on a one unassisted, but Tyler Whitaker gets the job done with a shallow chopper on the infield, and Hallmark scores to make it 6-0.
That's how costly that error was. Go from an out to putting a guy on third base where just a ball in play with less than two outs, able to bring him in. Whitaker does his job, picks up his second RBI of the afternoon. All you got to do is put one on the ground, and, you know, it's not going to be too hard for Jackson Hallmark to score from 90 feet away.
That is a very unique scoring play, though, that you hardly ever see. Pitch runs inside and gets a piece of Quincy Hamilton. It hit him on the right forearm. A getaway fastball, but Quincy, after circling the plate, starts his run up the first baseline. He's all right. That's good to see. And Fayetteville has another base runner aboard with a two outs. But generally, man on third, if a ball gets chopped right back to the mound, that runner at third isn't going. One unassisted with an RBI is something you hardly ever write in the scorebook. Usually the pitcher will look the runner back to third base, but with the location that Whitaker hit it, kind of up that first base line, Tellier had to turn his back to the plate. It was too shallow for Jordan. Runner is on the move. First pitch comes home, and Quincy Hamilton has a great break. He hadn't even adjusted the sliding glove completely yet, and he said, I'm off and going.
Yeah, he was halfway down to second base before Tellier even began his motion. I mean, he didn't even look at him, and sure enough, Hamilton said, you know what, I'll take the bag. You're not going to pay too much attention to me.
First stolen base today by Fayetteville. Nobody over on second, but Tellier steps off and looks Quincy back to the bag. So Whitaker is driven in two today to give the Woodpeckers a 6-0 advantage. They've scored in three of the five innings this afternoon. The 0-1 pitch down to the dirt. Goes to 1-1. One fewer game than normal today across the Carolina League. There was a doubleheader played yesterday between Kannapolis and Down East. Something going on perhaps with travel, but they had to take the Sunday game and play it on Saturday. Here's the 1-1 down and outside. 2-1 on Palm. You don't see that too much where they get the game out of the way before it's supposed to be played, but they played 2 7-inning games yesterday, so no action in Kinston.
I'm sure the holiday might have had something to do with that in terms of travel.
That was my best guess. Weather's nice across the Carolinas as Palma drives it to center, but playable for Vaughn. Starts back now in and makes a one-handed catch of the chest to end the Fayetteville fifth. One more crosses, though, on the very unique Tyler Whitaker, one unassisted ribby. Jackson Hallmark scores, and it's 6-0 as we go to the top of the sixth. The Woodpeckers up comfortably on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
It's time for the ERA Strother Real Estate Kiss Cam. Take a look at the video board and pucker up.
It's a beautiful night.
Kiss Cam. Kiss Cam.
I think I want to marry you. Is it the look in your eyes? Or
Kiss
is
cam.
It this dancing juice? Who cares, baby?
Kiss Cam.
I think I want to marry you.
Kiss Cam.
On this little chapel on the boulevard we can go. No one will
Kiss Cam.
Oh, come on.
Kiss Cam.
Who cares if we're trash? Got a pocket full of cash, we can
Kiss blow. Cam.
Shots of Patrol.
Kiss Cam.
And it's on, girl. Don't say no.
Kiss Cam.
No, no. Just say yeah, 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 yeah. And we'll go, 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 go.
Kiss Cam.
If you're ready, like I'm ready.
Kiss Cam. Kiss Cam.
Hey baby, I think I wanna marry you.
Kiss Cam.
Is it the look in your eyes, or is it this dancing juice?
Fans, it's
who cares, baby? I think I wanna marry you. Oh, I'll go get a ring, let the choir bell.
Leading off the top of the sixth inning for the Red Sox, the shortstop, number 9, Edinson Paulino.
Ryan Gusto gets to pitch a sixth thanks to his 51 pitches and his efficiency to this point. 5 scoreless innings. He's allowed just 2 hits. And he begins the top of the Salem order, Edinson Paulino, with a low breaking ball, ball 1. Salem making the Woodpeckers bullpen will stir around a little bit. There's a right-hander out there that looks like it might be getting ready to throw. But Gusto right now in full control as Paulino swings and fouls one to the screen. The count is 1-1. Miguel Ugueto will bat. Marcelo Meyer in this inning as well. Woodpeckers enjoying their largest lead of this series and this season. The 1-1. Hit hard up the middle. Perfectly stationed Molina behind the second base bag. He picks up, throws to first accurately, and gets the first out. I think I've lost count of how many times Molina has been as shifted over as far as he can under the new rules, but still had the ball come right to him. Fayetteville has played the percentages and lucked out on a number of occasions. Call it luck, call it strategy. But still, the shifting has played a factor in this series. Swinging a foul tip from Miguel Ugueto, who's trying to get to double digits in the hit column this week.
Yeah, and for Ryan Gusto, that was pitch number 55. He threw 87 on Tuesday, the first start. So there's a real possibility at this pace that he could go a full 7 innings.
And Ugueto takes a strike, 0-2. Only one pitcher went 7 innings last year for Fayetteville. That was Alfredy Jimenez. And that was late in the season when they had started to stretch guys out a little bit more. Pitch limits were increased. And after that 7-inning start, Alfredy Jimenez was then promoted to High A Asheville. Line drive hit to first, right over the glove of Palma and into right field. Palma needed just an inch more of extension on that lunge, and he might have been able to yank it down. But Miguel Ugueto is now 2-for-3. Is that 9 hits for him now in this series?
It's just 9 hits over his last 3 games, let alone the series.
Okay, I mean, I think he's well over 10 now for the series.
If you go further back, as long as he wasn't in quite the drought, he had an RBI single as well on Wednesday. So doing all the math, he's got 11 hits now,
yeah.
I think.
Most hits by any Salem bat this week. Marcelo Meyer gets to hit with a man aboard, as he did in the fourth. He bounced into a fielder's choice, this same situation a couple of innings ago, and forced Miguel Ugueto out at second. Molina plays up the middle once more, right on the shortstop side of that bag. And the pitch to Meyer is taken up and outside.
And with all those hits that Ugueto's had this series, Andrew, how many of them have been to the opposite field? It seems like he just keeps driving the ball the other way. I wouldn't be surprised to see Miguel Ugueto appear on the next top 30 update in terms of prospects with his ability to hit to all fields.
A called strike on Meyer brings the 2-0 to 2-1. Yeah, around draft time is when you'll see that next big change in the top 30. Marcelo Meyer quick to jump right to the top after he was selected 4th overall a year ago. And the pitch is down in the dirt. Kicks away from Guiglamo. Not too far. He throws down to second, but Ugueto breaking on the pitch. Advances down. That'll be a wild pitch. Advancement. And a man in scoring position.
And he can run, too. You know, the The power is still developing for Miguel, but he's got a lot of tools there to be a really talented outfielder for this Red Sox organization. He's finally getting an opportunity to get those reps. You know, a lot of these young guys have had issues with that, of course, with COVID, some to injury as well. Mm-hmm. But Agueto getting some playing time and certainly making the most of it in this series.
3-1 misses down and inside, and Marcelo Meyer didn't see much to hitting that at bat. He heads down to first. Draws a walk, and there's two aboard. And we mentioned the Marcelo Meyer draft pick, top prospect once he was taken fourth overall, and now there's a meeting on the mound. First time today that John Kovalik is going to head out there and have a chat with Ryan Gusto. The first time, in fact, today that Gusto has worked with two runners on. He had base runners in the fourth and in the second inning, one in the fifth as well, and a hit by pitch. But this is the first time Salem's put two on the bags against the Fayetteville starter.
This is where Gusto thrives. He's been so good with runners on base throughout his first two starts. He's been able to pitch himself out of these jams with the exception of the fifth inning of his first start. Another big test here, though, as he enters the middle of the order. Can he work out of yet another jam?
Blaze Jordan is in that right side and watches a fastball miss up and away. It's 1-0.
That's a guy who can certainly cut the lead in half with one swing of the bat.
With runners on this season, Ryan Gusto holding opposing hitters to just a 1.11 average. So he's been very efficient when in trouble. Runners in scoring position ups a little bit to 250, but has still only given up one hit when runners are on second and third in his first three outings. The 2-0, and Jordan takes down and outside. So he's fallen behind after that meeting on the mound. Fayetteville bullpen scrambling to get ready. A right-hander is starting to throw out there. .66 pitches for Gusto. His 3-0 offering to Jordan, a get-me-over fastball. That's a strike. Take sign on the whole way for Jordan, who's trying to drop all four and load up the bases. He's hitless. He's grounded out to third and also flied out to Tyler Whitaker out in center. Gusto's 3-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. That looked like a fastball with a little bit of cut action to it to the outside part of the plate to the righty, Blaze Jordan. Gusto's come back and earned himself a big 3-2 pitch here. Gets a sign from Guillamo, who sets up low and inside. Here it comes. It's just a touch below the zone, and that's ball four. So Gusto lost him. Jordan's heading to first, and with one out, the bases are loaded for Salem. Their best chance to cut into this game this afternoon. And Brainerd Bonacci will face a new Fayetteville arm. Joe Thon is making his way out of the dugout, strolling to the mound. And Ryan Gusto going to get a very nice ovation from this Fayetteville crowd as he walks off the mound on this Easter Sunday. Five brilliant innings for Gusto in his second start this week. And now hope the bullpen can keep it at all zeros for him. He gets high fives and handshakes from his teammates walking down there in the dugout. And there's a new right-hander to tell you about when we return. It looks like Ronnie Garcia, a returner from 2021, getting ready to make his 2022 debut for Fayetteville. Tough spot for him. Bases loaded. One out in the sixth. The Woodpeckers leading 6-0. We're back in a moment.
Some days you just get by. Yeah, some days you're just alive. Some days you're living. Mm-hmm. Some days you're living. I went back in and fired the coffee up. She walked in the kitchen like she always does. And my tea.
Fans, this Woodpeckers pitching change is brought to you by Coldwell Banker. Entering the game for the Woodpeckers, number three, Ronnie Garcia.
I lost my mind. I said, baby, I love you. Can't live without you. I know I don't say it enough. But some days you're just breathing. Just trying to break even. Sometimes your heart's pounding out of your chest. Sometimes it's just beating. Some days you just forget.
Now batting for the Red Sox with the bases loaded, the third baseman, number 19, Brainer Bonacci.
So Ryan Gusto removed from the game after 5 1/3, the longest start for a Fayetteville starter this year. And he gives way to Ronnie Garcia, who just got into town late last night, coming up from the Florida complex. Brainer Bonacci, the batter he faces. The bags are full. Yagueto on third, Meyer on second, and Jordan down on first. First one from Garcia, a changeup down and inside. It's ball one. Ronnie Garcia, though, spent some time with the Woodpeckers last season. 7 games out of the pen. He had a 1-1 record and a 3.24 ERA. The pitch fouled back into our direction, and it's 1-1. 8 1/3 for Ronnie a season ago. 3 earned runs allowed. He gave up a couple home runs, but the walks outnumbered, the strikeouts outnumbered the walks. 14 Ks, 8 free passes allowed. He's in a 1-ball, 1-strike count to Bonacci. The pitch very high, and Guillamo able to yank it down. 2-1. Miguel Yagueto singled against Gusto, and then consecutive walks to Meyer and Blaze Jordan in the heart of that order have gotten us to where we are. But 6-0, big advantage for the Woodpeckers. And a changeup, missed a little up and inside. Bonacci turning away from the plate on that pitch. Ronnie Garcia nods the head, and the target set low and away. Here it comes. Got to hit it perfect, and that's ball four. Very close. And that walks in the first run of the day for Salem.
Yeah, crazy enough, they went the first 5 innings without issuing any walks. There's a hit batter in the 5th from Ryan Gusto, but other than that, it had been perfect. Now he's 3 straight, definitely not ideal for the Woodpeckers. So with one away, you're just looking for the easiest out right now to get this inning back in control.
First one low to Gilberto Mexicano. Yeah, 3 consecutive walks now. Ronnie Garcia, he's felt the pressure before at Segres Stadium if you go all the way back to his 2021 debut. The 1-0 pitch up and inside. Mexicano likes to stand on top of that plate a bit, but gets the ball, and it's 2-0. But the first outing at Segra was on the 3rd of July for Ronnie Garcia in a packed house, one of the biggest crowds in Segra Stadium history. 2-0 in there on the low inside corner. 93-mile-per-hour fastball brings it to 2-1.
Got to be a little tough to make your debut in such a pressing spot. The good news is your team's still up 5 runs. Bad news is 3 straight walks. You're really trying to find the zone.
2-1, started to swing, and no appeal. Well, they finally do appeal, and he broke the plane. Charles Welling hits him with strike 2.
It didn't look like Jalen Goodman was initially going to ask him, but for the Woodpeckers' case, it's a good thing he did.
There's one away, the base is full in a 6-1 game. And Garcia throws. Goes down to loop a high fly to left. Hamilton sprinting forward. Makes the catch. The runner's tagging from third. Here comes the throw. It is not in time. Marcelo Meyer slides in safe. Sacrifice fly. Turns this to a 6-2 game. And an efficient out for Gilberto Mexicano. That was a pitch below the zone. It was almost on the dirt. And he kind of golfed at it. And lifted it just deep enough. Quincy Hamilton's throw was pretty accurate, but just a touch late getting to the plate to beat Meyer.
Yeah, he got a good running start on it because he had to come all the way in to make that catch. A sinking line drive. Mexicano nearly dropped it in for a hit. Good jump on the ball, though. Pretty strong throw coming in for Hamilton, but Marcelo Meyer, too much speed coming to the plate.
2 other runners were forced to hold up. Jordan remains on second and Bonacci on first. Eduardo Vaughn swings it one down in the dirt for strike 1. But in that 3rd of July game last year for Ronnie Garcia, it was his first time even pitching under the lights in the United States. Considered Dominican Summer League where he got his start. They play those games during the day. at the Florida Complex as well in the summer. Pitches down and inside. It's now 1-1. But for Ronnie, that was quite the introduction to low A. Here's biggest crowd of the year, 3rd of July, under the lights against a pretty good Carolina Mudcats lineup. 1-1 just off the outside, and it's now 2-1 on Vaughn.
Definitely a lot cooler, I'd say, during those summer days down in the Dominican Republic. Yeah. It's got to get really hot down there.
Yeah, a little muggy in the summer out here, but it doesn't compare. And now Ronnie Garcia in Fayetteville a little bit earlier this time around. A fastball swinging strike to Eduardo Vaughn. And Ronnie Garcia one strike away from taking a 6-2 game to the bottom of the sixth. Tough spot for him to come in behind Ryan Gusto, who's now tagged for 2 runs, inherited runners that have come home to his line. Garcia's 2-2. Misses down and away. 3 balls and 2 strikes the count. So Garcia should have a chance to stick a little longer in Fayetteville this time around. He had 16 combined appearances a year ago between the complex and Fayetteville, but could be here for a good chunk of the first half of the season. The payoff pitch with the runners on the move. Misses down and inside. Another walk. Fourth of the sixth inning. Jordan gets the pass down to third. Bonacci moves to second. Eduardo Vaughn, who was hit by a pitch his last time up in the fifth, is on for a second time.
And the problem is, A, obviously you didn't see a whole lot of walks to begin with in this game. B, you have a bunch of them in a row. Then, you know, things start to snowball. Worst part is, you got a guy at the plate who's one of the most disciplined guys in the order.
Seamus ropes one through the left side on the first pitch he sees. Everybody goes station to station. They hold Bonacci at third. Blaze Jordan scores, and Salem has cut this game in half with a 3-run top of the sixth.
Well,
6-3.
As I say, he's one of the more disciplined guys. Carson Seamus jumping on the first pitch. He had 3 walks a couple of nights ago in the 11-3 victory, and he kind of just guessed that he was going to get a get-me-over fastball. He did and lined it in the left field. So talk about a turnaround here. Patience is a virtue for Salem. Able to wait for their pitch, they finally got it, and everyone right now getting a chance in this sixth inning.
Yep, 9th man to step to the plate. Here Meredith, and the first one is down and outside to him for ball one. That single by Seamus, though, only the second hit of this inning. The Woodpeckers still out hitting Salem 6-4. It's been the 2 singles and 4 walks, one with the bases loaded. And a called strike to Meredith on a high outside changeup.
How big would it be here for Meredith if he could find some outfield grass, really cut into this lead and keep this monster inning going with 2 outs.
At this point, the tying runs are all on the bases. Relamo held it there for home plate umpire Jalen Goodman, but a changeup missed a little outside for ball 2. Meredith is hitless. He's rolled over to Miguel Palma at first twice. An 0-for-2 afternoon. Pressure spot for him now as he readies, and the 2-1 finds the low outside corner. Fastball strike.
Meredith 0 for his last 6, so he's definitely due for a hit here.
Playing in his third game of this series. He has Bonacci on third, Vaughn on second, Seamus on first. Garcia strike away from closing things, and he misses outside. 3-2. Got to come in the zone now.
Not only that, now everyone on base gets a head start, so initially, if you're able to get a pitch over and they put it in play, they're not nearly as far down the line as they would be here. So this is a massive pitch in this ballgame.
Nowhere to put him. 3-2. 6-3. Fayetteville leads. The payoff pitch inside and missed. And another bases loaded walk to cut this game to 2 and put the tying runs in scoring position. Now 6-4. The second bases loaded walk of the inning.
Yeah, that's a tough one right there to give up. So close to get the 9 hitter out, and you just couldn't get either of those last couple of pitches over the plate. And now uneasiness coming over Segra Stadium in this big inning with the top of the order looming for Salem.
Edison Paulino is up for the second time. 10th man of this frame to hit, and he swings it one down and outside. And all inherited runners against Ryan Gusto have come home to score, so the final line for him, 5 1/3 with 3 earned runs. Still eligible for a win, though, at this point. If Fayetteville can hold the lead throughout, Ronnie Garcia quickly gets ahead this time. He's been looking to do that the last couple of at-bats, get into a pitcher-friendly count here, and he can mix up the repertoire ahead 0-2. Paulino is hitless, 0-3, and the 0-2. Down and outside, not a bad pitch. Ronnie Garcia tasked with getting just two outs out of the bullpen. Originally inherited the bases loaded jam behind Gusto, but already getting ready to throw pitch number 27 of his afternoon. The 1-2. Down and inside. 85-mile-per-hour curveball. Started a little too far in. Missed near the back foot of the lefty, Edinson Paulino. Had a hit taken away from him to start our game on a sliding catch by Hamilton and left. The 2-2 got him swinging. And the major crisis averted. 4 score, though, for Salem on a couple of bases-loaded walks. Ronnie Garcia had to sweat it out, but gets this game to the bottom of the sixth with a 2-run lead. It's 6-4. Woodpeckers coming to bat, and it'll start with Joey Loperfido. Hit the home run in the second. Ramirez and Mescai to follow when we come back on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
All right, we're going to cool it down here with Blanton's Frozen T-shirt Contest. My boys, John and Sam, are going to try to put on the T-shirt the fastest. They've been sitting in the freezer for a little bit, so it's about to get cold. All right, fans, let's cheer them on hard and count them down. 3, 2, 1, go! All right, let's see the techniques that they've got. Oh, Sam looks like he's doing it. Sam might get it. All right, with a little help from John or not. Ah, there we go. Way to go, Sam. Awesome, give it up for Sam. Blanton's Frozen T-shirt.
Oh. Back on the mound for the Red Sox, Alexander Montero. Leading off the bottom of the sixth inning for the Woodpeckers, he's our power hitter of the game, the right fielder, number 36, Joey Loperfido.
The Woodpeckers hoping to get some of the runs back in the bottom of the sixth with Joey Loperfido stepping in. First pitch grazed him. Curveball breaks inside from Nate Tellier and got Joey Loperfido somewhere around the left leg.
You wonder how long that Tellier spent in the dugout last inning that affected his command at all. First pitch breaking ball ends up grazing the back foot of Loperfido, and good opportunity here for the Woodpeckers to answer the four-run top of the sixth inning from Salem.
So now it's Yuris Ramirez. Hits with the man on, and the pitch is down and inside on Yuris. Nate Tellier coming in behind Alexander Montero. He pitched the fifth and gave up the RBI infield ground out to Tyler Whitaker. Loperfido can run. Good lead off of first as Ramirez swings and lofts this one high and shallow to right. Yagüeto sprinting forward, battling the sun, makes the catch in the grass. And Loperfido returns to first. Yuris Ramirez now 1-3, and Victor Mescai digging in.
Good bounce back there from Tellier, able to attack Yuris Ramirez. Got him to swing underneath that one. And that's what you got to do here. In bottom of the order has been huge for the Woodpeckers throughout the series. Not so much today. And I think that's a lot of credit to the Salem pitching staff for attacking them this afternoon.
First one missed down and inside to Mescai. He's trying to put something in play. He's 0-2 with a couple strikeouts. And the pitch. Off the outside. No. Called a strike by Jalen Goodman. And it's a 1-1 count on the Fayetteville designated hitter. Freddie Guillamo stands on deck and should get a chance in this inning, barring a double play. Joey Loperfido is on the move. Pitch misses low. Goes into a slide. The tag and the ball popped out. Edinson Paulino had it hit right off the heel of the glove. Throw is accurate, and it beat Joey with a clean tag, Colin. Loperfido is probably heading back to the dugout instead of stolen base. Second of the game for the Woodpeckers base runners.
That was a great throw from Aikano right above the bag, but a little bit of trouble for Edinson Paulino not handling that one. You wonder if a guy like Marcelo Meyer in the lineup makes that play.
Now the 2-1 pitch, and Mascai nearly fell over. Swung out of his shoes and missed a 90-mile-per-hour fastball. It's 2-2. You could tell Loperfido wanted to go. He was starting to just inch forward a little bit off that first base bag before he broke. Now he gets it to where something in the outfield grass could bring him around. 2-2 pitch. Mascai swings, grounds one over to first. Blaze Jordan scoops it up, calls off his pitcher, and runs to the bag himself. Completes the three unassisted, and Joey Loperfido heads to third.
At very least, a productive out for Mascai there, keeping it to the right side of the infield. Easy enough for Loperfido to get to third. And this is a crucial at-bat coming up for Freddie Guillamo. If he can drive home this run, kind of get things swung back in Fayetteville's favor after the big top of the inning.
They can bring Loperfido home. It'll be a three-run game going to the seventh. Guillamo takes the first one up and outside for ball one. Boy, Freddie Guillamo putting together some good at-bats, getting on base a little bit more, would really help round out this Fayetteville offense in a number of ways. Here's the 1-0 pitch, and he swings and fouls it into the screen. Mentioned Salem having a couple of catchers that can give them good ABs. Mexicano is in the order today. Nathan Hickey, who we've seen provide some big hits this week. But if Guillamo starts to get on base a little more, then you can interchange him and Palma. Fastball strike on the outside corner. When Palma plays at first like he is today, you know you don't have to necessarily sacrifice at-bats with Guillamo behind the dish.
Kind of like with Hickey in the Red Sox, able to keep him in the lineup at first.
1-2 pitch is fouled back and out of play. On days when Palma is behind the plate, sometimes have Victor Mascai over at first base. And ideally, you really just need Guillamo or Mascai, one of those two guys, to get hot to where you know you have some stability with first base and your bat. 1-2 pitch. On the inside, but called strike three. A curveball spun its way in there against Guillamo, and Fayetteville strands Loperfido 90 feet away down on third. So Salem gets the zero after the four-run top half. We head to the final third of our game a little closer now, 6-4. Fayetteville holding on when we return on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Matthew Kelly was born and raised in Phoenix, Arizona. He served 20 years in the United States Army's 82nd Airborne Division. He was deployed to Iraq, Afghanistan, and Kosovo. Fans, let's hear it for Sergeant Matthew Kelly. Thank you for your service.
Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom. And they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that life to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her.
Fans, it's last call for any alcohol purchases at our concession stands. Sales will be cut off at the start of the eighth inning. Last call. Last call for alcohol.
From the lakes of Minnesota
to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas.
Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Ronnie Garcia.
Detroit down to Houston, and New York to L.A., where there's pride in every American heart.
Leading off the top of the seventh inning for the Red Sox, the right fielder, number 8, Miguel Ugueno.
We are into the top of the seventh. Salem has made this thing interesting with a 4-run sixth. Ronnie Garcia returns to the mound in a 6-4 game facing Miguel Ugueto. And the first pitch up and outside to take you through this pressure-packed seventh. Let's throw it back to Colin.
Thank you so much, Chappie. And Ugueto watches the 1-0 miss down in the dirt. Garcia trying to get that command back. He walked three batters after entering the sixth inning, relieving Ryan Gusto, whose line finishes at 5 1/3 innings. 3 runs all earned, 3 hits, 2 walks, 3 strikeouts, and he also hit a batter as Garcia able to get one over there. It's unfortunate because the first 5 innings from Ryan Gusto were perfect, and then after that, ran out of gas towards the end as Ugueto out in front of that pitch. Ran out of gas towards the end, ends up getting charged with 3 earned runs, but Chappie, all things considered, an outstanding performance from him in his second start of the year.
Yeah, you put up as many zeros as Gusto did in low A, pitching into the sixth, and that's awful impressive. You learn to be that pitcher that goes into the sixth, the seventh, the third time through an order. That's what really gets you to the double-A level, the triple-A level as a starter. But to do what Gusto is doing right now is awful impressive.
Ugueto rolls over on one tough play at third. Hallmark charging the throw. He got him. Jackson Hallmark cuts it off from the shortstop Molina and just barely beats Ugueto with the throw. And that is the first out of the seventh.
And Hallmark, a guy that probably profiles a little more as a middle infielder, but when you put a guy like him to third on a play like that, a little bit more quickness, faster glove work, you don't need the super strong arm on a play coming in like that. And it pays to have a speedier guy like Hallmark on the infield to make those rushed plays.
Marcelo Meyer still looking for his first hit of the afternoon. Ahead in the count, 1-0. He struck out in the first, reached on a fielder's choice in the fourth, and then walked and came around to score in that 4-run sixth inning. Count is now even, 1-1. Then Meyer, the number 4 prospect in all of baseball. And he yanks this one just over the netting into an empty seat down the right field line. Meyer drafted out of high school from Chula Vista, California. Number 2 prospect coming out of that class of 2021, behind only Fredericksburg's Brady House, the number 11 pick in that draft, and currently atop a number of the batting categories throughout the Carolina League. Meyer, way late on the fastball. He strikes out for the second time. And Ronnie Garcia looking a lot more settled in this seventh inning. 2 up, 2 down.
Yeah, when you come into a complete fire drill with the bases loaded and 1 out, and you got to get a couple to help preserve the lead. Starting a clean inning. Must feel like a breeze. That's a day on the beach to Ronnie Garcia right now.
Blaze Jordan takes a close first pitch for ball 1. Jordan 0 for 2 with a walk and a run scored last inning. Big cut. Comes up empty. Jordan, the only Red Sox player to homer in the first series against Lynchburg, yet he's one of the few guys who seemingly hasn't been able to hit for power this time around, and here he rolls one to Ramirez at second. Throw in plenty of time, and it's a perfect seventh inning for Ronnie Garcia and the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. It's stretch time from Segra Stadium. 6-4 the lead for Fayetteville. Stay tuned for the conclusion right here on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Take, sing a little louder. So it's Packers. Say
at the old. Atta boy, Packers, atta boy. This Red Sox pitching change is brought to you by North Carolina Education Lottery. Entering the game for the Red Sox, number 41, Adennis Bautista. Leading off the bottom of the seventh inning for the Woodpeckers, the third baseman, number 2, Jackson Hallmark.
Home half of inning number 7 on this Easter Sunday from Segra Stadium. The Fayetteville Woodpeckers holding on to a 6-4 lead, and it's already 1-0 as a pitch clock violation going, or 0-1, I think, rather. I think that was against Hallmark. We'll have to find out, and it was. So Hallmark now down in the count 0-2 with just one pitch thrown.
I blame Baby Shark in between innings. He was distracted.
Putting some earplugs in, probably being distracted. The 0-2 breaking ball down and away. Though, no offense to the folks at home that enjoy that song. I think it has run its course.
I hope you're ready for Education Day next homestand.
Hey, anything for the kids.
That's right.
The 1-2. On the outside corner, strike 3. So Hallmark only needed to see 3 strikes to be called out. The new pace of play rules in place, and it's a first batter strikeout for the new pitcher for Salem, Adennis Bautista. He replaces Nate Tellier, who goes 2 innings without giving up any hits, but he did surrender an earned run, walked 1, and also hit 2 batters while striking out 2. First pitch to Leo Stani Molina, over for a strike. Leo 1-for-3 in this one. Singled in a run in the third before coming around to score in that 3-run third inning for Fayetteville. Count even 1-1. Molina way out in front of the breaking pitch. Bautista spent a lot of time in rookie ball prior to this year, and not looking like a rookie that time. He gets Molina out in front once again. And it's back-to-back strikeouts to begin the 7th for Bautista, who was acquired by the Red Sox back in 2019. A trade that sent big league catcher Sandy Leon to the Cleveland Indians, now the Cleveland Guardians. Tyler Whitaker watches ball 1. Leon, a journeyman catcher, also spent time with the Washington Nationals. That one down in the dirt.
Bautista pitched on Wednesday, Colin. 2 scoreless innings. No walks. Gave up just 1 base runner on a hit.
Just one of many effective right-handers coming out of this pen for the Salem Red Sox, and is able to get one over on Whitaker, who has 2 RBIs this afternoon, including a double in the third, and then a ground out to the pitcher that brought in the most recent Woodpecker run. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Whitaker, the third round pick last year for Houston, starting to get into a rhythm here at the single A level. But here he has a half swing, goes around, tagged out by the catcher Mexicano. And how about Adennis Bautista enters the game, strikes out the side in the home half of the 7th. We go to the 8th. Score still 6-4 Fayetteville.
Austin down on the dugout. Take it away, Nettie.
All right, Woodpecker fans, keep the energy up. My boy Justice is going to guess how many fans we have here on Easter Sunday. All right, Justice, you're going to look at the video board. Do we have A, B, or C? What does the crowd think? Okay, A. All right, is it A? C. That's all right. We're still going to hook you up with a pair of tickets, okay? Awesome. Thanks, Justice.
Fans, don't forget about our Easter egg hunt following the game. Participants can meet in section 126 to enter the field. Following the hunt, kids have the chance to run the bases. This Woodpeckers pitching change is brought to you by Coldwell Banker. Entering the game for the Woodpeckers, number 35, Jose Betances.
Voy a amanecer, a mi guía tupa le dieron en carro, por eso es que yo soy mi propio chofer. Hey, tienen que manejarse mejor, no me bajo de la AMG. Digamos que mi flow.
Leading off the top of the eighth inning for the Red Sox, the third baseman, number 19, Rainer Bonacci.
To the eighth we go from Fayetteville, North Carolina. New pitcher set to go, Jose Betances. He is greeted by Brainier Bonacci. And for the final couple innings of play-by-play, here is Andrew Chapman.
All right, thank you, Colin. Betances last pitched on Wednesday, and he got the winning decision, the only pitcher to grab a winning decision so far this year for Fayetteville. Bonacci takes the first pitch up and outside. Betances works exclusively out of the stretch. He's a sidewinder. Not really a submariner, but that three-quarters delivery misses outside again with 93. Salem scored four runs in the top of the sixth, but went down in order in the seventh on the final inning of Ronnie Garcia. Fastball up and outside. Garcia ends up giving up one earned run over an inning and two-thirds. Got the final two outs of the sixth, and that bases loaded jam, and it was 1-2-3 in the seventh. Betances has fallen behind 3-0 to Bonacci and a four-pitch walk. So that'll bring the tying run to the plate instantly for Salem. Bonacci the free pass, his second walk this afternoon. He's now 1-for-2.
Can't keep handing out those free passes. It was a really great start from Gusto, not putting any guys on freely through the first four innings and the hit batter in the fifth. But last couple, command drifting for these Woodpeckers pitchers. They got to reel it in here. Salem's a team that can be very opportunistic when you put guys on base for them.
And right-hander Yerberto Mexicano, we mentioned in his last at-bat, likes to stand right on top of that plate. Could be difficult for a right-handed sidearmer like Betances to get it in there. And here comes the throw. A check swing, and he went too far. Tested him up and in. That was a knuckle buster. And it's a 1-1 count on Mexicano. He drove in one of those four runs in the sixth with a sacrifice fly. Lead off a first for Bonacci. Pitch home, lifted foul into the screen above the first base dugout.
Nice
1-2.
Be nice time to roll a double play here. Haven't really had one over the last couple of games for Fayetteville. Get one on the ground. Mexicano, not the fastest of runners. Be huge here. Going forward, getting yourself four outs away.
Now the 1-2 pitch. Swung on and chopped foul over towards the Salem on deck circle. Stays where it is. Betances, when he pitched on Wednesday, went 2 1/3. Gave up one hit, no earned runs in that win. Three walks, three strikeouts. He's walked six, struck out four so far this year over his 3 2/3 of work. Another 1-2. Gets Mexicano swinging and missing. Strike three. 87-mile-per-hour frisbee that broke to the middle. Nice slider by Betances to pick up out number one. And Eduardo Vaughn digging into the right side.
Summed it up right there, saying frisbee. That thing had so much movement on it. It looked like it started at Mexicano's hip and ended up on the outside corner. Great movement on the slider.
Vaughn has reached twice on a hit-by-pitch and a walk. Thought about swinging at a slider, held up, but called strike one anyways.
Nothing harder to hit than a low and outside slider.
Jose Betances, one of those guys that pitches to momentum. Curveball misses outside, and it's 1-1. That was the case in the ninth inning on Wednesday when he really started to feel his stuff. He worked around a base runner in that ninth. He was so amped up by the end of the performance, he spiked his glove at the end when he was celebrating. Here's the 1-1 pitch, and a wave and a miss. That was a reluctant-looking swing from Eduardo Vaughn. Tried to hold up on one that might have been a little outside, but comes up empty.
Usually you spike your glove for other reasons, not out of excitement.
But, yeah, Jose was excited to get that first win of the year and be on the mound to complete it. Next pitch, swing and a miss by Vaughn. Back-to-back strikeouts for Jose Betances. And that's the kind of sweet sequence that got him amped up on Wednesday. Bounces back nicely from the leadoff walk. Two gone, and Carson Cimas stepping into the right side after he roped a single into left his last time.
That slider's going to get him very far here in minor league baseball. If he can locate that thing and keep it away to right-handed hitters, he is going to be a real big weapon out of somebody's bullpen down the line.
Cimas takes strike one. Right back to that slider. Started middle to the righty. Darted the outer corner of the zone. Bonacci, pretty big lead off of first, being held on by Palma. The pitch. Swing and a miss, and Betances quickly gets ahead 0-2. He has that slider locked in. He's shown it to Cimas twice. Will he triple up with the big bender? Here he comes, the 0-2, up and inside, just a tad. A long look by Jalen Goodman. Betances started walking off of the mound.
Looked good from here. Looked like he got it on the outside corner, but couldn't get the call from Goodman.
Betances shuffles his hips a bit, peers over that left shoulder, and throws his 1-2 pitch. Gets him waving and missing. A slider strikes out Cimas, and Betances punches out three in a row after his leadoff walk. Big inning for Betances out of the bullpen. Still looking sharp following his Wednesday win. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Fayetteville trying to add on to the 6-4 score when we return on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
On Tuesday, April 26th, games will feature your Fayetteville Woodpeckers against the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Take a look at the video board and see what's coming your way. Don't miss out on T-shirts, jerseys, and bobbleheads in our next homestand. So get your tickets early, and we'll see you back here at Segra Stadium. Playing third base for the Red Sox, number 14, Tyler Miller. Leading off the bottom of the eighth inning for the Woodpeckers, the left fielder, number 10, Quincy Hamilton.
It's the middle three of the Fayetteville order to try and add on to a 6-4 lead with the Denis Bautista back out on the mound. He struck out the Fayetteville side in order in the seventh. Jose Betances mirrored that effort in the top of the eighth, striking out three in a row after a walk let off the frame. So now it's turned into a battle of the bullpens as Fayetteville tries to hold that 6-4 advantage. Quincy Hamilton, after fouling off the first pitch, takes one up high, and it is 1-1. Quincy was plunked by a pitch on his left arm his last time in the fifth. It's hitless and trying to extend the hitting streak to seven games. The 1-1. Sat back on a changeup, missed up and outside. He was down to his final chance to extend the streak last night and finished it off with a home run. Here comes the 2-1 home. And he bounces this one out to second. A few hops for Seamus. He collects, steps and throws to first. And gets Quincy for the first out of the eighth inning. So the streak might be in jeopardy today. But I think if you ask Quincy, a win to wrap up the week would prevail over that accomplishment. And Miguel Palma steps in with nobody on and one away. Salem has scored the last four runs of this game, though. Fayetteville led 6-0 after five and have not scored since. Palma leans out of the way of an up-and-in changeup. 1-0. Miguel Palma is 1-for-3, singled and scored in the second inning. Here it is. Swings and hits this one left side on a hop. Paulino backhands it short, throws high to first and sails it over Blaze Jordan's glove. It hits the fencing of the Woodpeckers' dugout, so no advancement down to second base. Paulino got a little lucky there. And we'll see how they officially score that one, but I think that's probably a throw that Paulino has to make, especially when Miguel Palma, who's not slow but not exceptionally fast either, is going up the line.
Yeah, it was a close play regardless. So, again, like you said, it'll be interesting to see how they rule that one, but yeah, that's one throw they definitely could have had, especially trying to keep this a two-run game with their last opportunity coming up after this inning.
And a first pitch strike to Joey Loperfido. Fayetteville likes to see him in the box. Seeing the ball better and better as the week goes along. He just felt like he was due for his first home run of the year. Takes outside. 1-1. Hit a couple of deep fly balls to the center field warning track earlier in the week, and sure enough, finally got one. A two-run home run in the second inning out to the rocking chairs in left center. 1-1 pitch, and he got another one. This is deep into right center field. His second of the afternoon. A no-doubt blast to right center for Loperfido. For Joey Loperfido, the highlight game so far of his young professional career. A pair of two-run home runs, and the Woodpeckers are now doubling up Salem 8-4.
What a blast. What a blast that was. I mean, not leaving any doubt behind that one. Just destroyed out to right center field. Could be the nail in the coffin in this one.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's your ACC tournament MVP. And we're finally starting to see those flashes that Joey Loperfido became a fan favorite at Duke for. Fastball up and inside. I think he still has a pretty big contingent of fans here in the park for him today. 1-1 pitch, and Ramirez swings early at a curve. 1-2 the count. Yesterday, all of section 124 was a Joey Loperfido fan section. The 1-2 pitch down in the dirt. There was probably about 20 or 25 people that hung out after the game once most of the people had cleared out that were waiting for Joey to come back out, and might have been some friends and family from college. Hopefully some of them are still in the park today. The pitch fouled off the mitt of Mexicano and might have gotten him in the thigh. A huge swing for Loperfido, a two home run, four RBI performance. First multi-home run game by a Fayetteville player this year. Saw a couple of them last year from Nate Perry and Luke Berryhill. Ronaldo Urdaneta had a two-home run game. 2-2 pitch, strikes out Yuris Ramirez. Bounce back from Bautista with a curveball. Sends Ramirez back to the dugout, 1-for-4.
I'm sure a lot of people who were at the game yesterday were like, hey, Joey, where was that yesterday when we were all here? saving this two-home run breakout performance for the day after, but just great to see him develop into, you know, the hitter that he was at Duke over this weekend. He's just been swinging the bat so well.
Victor Mizquiay waves and misses through a fastball. He's talked a lot about spending tireless hours in the cage this offseason, working in the weight room, putting on 20 extra pounds. Changeup dives into the dirt. 1-1 on Victor Mizquiay. He's hitless. 0-for-3 with a ground out and a pair of strikeouts. Base is clear. Bautista throws, and Mizquiay bounces this one to Blaze Jordan. Takes a funny hop. He knocks it down with his foot. And underhand flips to Bautista, rushing over to cover to close out the bottom of the eighth inning. Joey Loperfido strikes again. A two-run home run, his second of the day, and gives Fayetteville two big insurance runs as we go to the ninth. Woodpeckers trying to close up this home opening series with a win. It's 8-4 on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Tropical flavors. It's a match made at Hard Seltzer Paradise. Introducing the Corona Hard Seltzer Tropical Pack. It's the flavors of a fine life. Corona vibes bursting with tropical flavors.
Excuse me, fans. All right. Did you know that everyone in attendance wins free tacos? All right. Congratulations, yes. El Cazador, fans, you get your free taco coupon on your way out this evening. On three, say it with me. 1, 2, 3. We get tacos.
5-star reservations. I got spaghetti and a cheap bottle of wine. Don't need no concert in the city. I got a stereo and the best of Patsy Cline. Ain't got no caviar, no Dom Perignon. But as far as I can see, I got everything I want. Cause I got a roof over my head. The moment
back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Jose Betances. Leading off the top of the ninth inning for the Red Sox, the left fielder, number one, Kier Meredith.
Kier Meredith leads off the top of the ninth inning. Fayetteville has now doubled up Salem thanks to the Joey Loperfido two-run home run. Here's the first pitch to Meredith, and it ran inside and hit him. Jose Betances, maybe a little amped up coming out of the dugout after he struck out the side in the eighth following a leadoff walk, but he did that with the man aboard, so just like the eighth inning, he'll start out with a man standing on first. And bring it to the top of the Salem order for the fifth time this afternoon, and a hitless Edinson Paulino. Fastball in there for strike one. Pops the mitt at 92. Salem scored four runs in the top of the sixth, which got this thing close. Paulino takes outside. And it's a one ball, one strike count. Short lead off of first, not holding Meredith on, and here comes the pitch. It's fouled into the screen. 1-2 on Paulino. Miguel Yagüeto is who you worry about a little bit on deck, which makes this at-bat all the more important for Jose Betances. Yagüeto with 11 hits in this series. You don't want to have him to the plate with two runners on and nobody out. Here comes the pitch. A swing and a miss. Down he goes. And Betances gets that big out. Edinson Paulino strikes out for the second time. And is 0-for-5. That's big. You bring, or at least we thought it was going to be Yagüeto, but looks like they're going to have a lefty instead step to the plate. Tyler Miller will pinch hit for Yagüeto instead of having the righty face a sidewinder like Betances. Try and give Tyler Miller a little bit of a better look. Miller's had some big swings this week. And fouls the first pitch away for an 0-1 count.
It makes a lot of sense with how much right-handers have been struggling with Betances so far. It's been a rough time at the plate for these righties.
Swing and a miss by Miller, and it's quickly 0-2. Miller is 5-for-20 in at-bats this year against right-handers. Yagüeto actually hitting right-handers very well, so a little surprised to see the change here. Unless it is injury-related or something along those lines, but Miller coming in a little bit cold. Watches a fastball miss up and away. It is 1-2. Ryan Gusto is still your pitcher of record for Fayetteville, eligible for a win. Fayetteville has led throughout since scoring the first two runs on Loperfido's first home run in the second. 1-2, up and away. Back to even on the Salem pinch hitter. Marcelo Meyer and Blaze Jordan, those Red Sox top prospects waiting in the wings. The 2-2 pitch. Up and outside, Guillamo tried to frame it. Didn't get the call, and it's now full on Miller.
Big pitch here. If you can get Miller out, a lot better to have at least two outs or maybe even a ground ball here can end this game right here. But you don't want to have to face Marcelo Meyer with a couple of guys on base.
The payoff, lost him. Fastball high and outside. Puts two on for Meyer. Meredith strolls down to second base. So see how the infield plays it now against lefty Marcelo Meyer. Hitless the last couple of nights. His big game still remains on Tuesday. First one home, got a fastball and fouled it into the screen. 96 for Jose Betances. I tell you what, last year 96 was not a number that you saw for him when he was on the mound. Definitely looks like he built up a little muscle in the offseason and has an extra tick or two on that fastball. Meyer can hit the velocity, though. The 0-1. Thought about his swing. He held up, but a called strike. Meyer down in an 0-2 count. Force it all bases, but right now they have Molina shaded up the middle. Hallmark playing a little bit off the line at third to close up the hole on the left side. The 0-2 pitch. Meyer strikes out again. His third strikeout of the game. And they've kept him quiet all afternoon. This game comes down to the power stroke of Blaze Jordan.
Definitely a guy you'd want up to get yourselves back into this contest, but that's a huge out on Meyer. He gets on base, then Blaze Jordan's able to tie it with one swing of the bat, so an important out right there from Jose Betances.
Mm-hmm. Meyer, huge cut, swings and misses at a slider down and away. Betances is willing to test Meyer with the hard stuff, see if he tries to go more breaking ball against Blaze Jordan. Tying run still represented on deck. Jordan, he just swung that bat with one hand. He lost the entire left hand and hacked at it with the right. And Salem down to their final strike. Woodpeckers trying to wrap up this Easter Sunday with their second win of the year. Take 2 of 6 from the Red Sox and go into the off day with some momentum. Betances gets a new baseball and looks into Guillamo. Fans on their feet. The pitch comes home. This ball game is over. And Betances locks it up with a strikeout of Blaze Jordan. Joey Loperfido, your offensive MVP this afternoon, a 2-home run game to help propel the 8-4 win. And the Woodpeckers close the series with the Red Sox with a convincing victory, their biggest of the season. We'll have totals for you in just a moment. A lot of offensive highlights and pitching highlights to get to as we move towards the Woodpeckers postgame show when we return on a moment. 8-4 the final. Woodpeckers take down the Red Sox on Sunday.
Nowhere, what they say in Luda's back. Blame it on that contour. The hood call it Luda Yak. And I'm on this foolish track. So I spit my
fans, it's time for the Easter egg hunt. All participants can head to section 126 to enter the field. Once again, head to section 126 to enter the field.
Accountants count me in. Make millions every year. The South champion. Cause all I do, all I do is win. No matter what.
Woodpeckers win. Woodpeckers win. Fans, make some noise. Woodpeckers win.
And they stay there.
My low, head on a swivel, you know serving me's a no-no. Clean as a whistle as I pull out in my rose race. Yellow bone passenger, they see it, they say, oh boy. Tell Kelly, back it up, my call me loco. Down for armed traffic, you know, make me pull up. Ask you what you laughing at, represent that mud life. Dirty money, money, better get your mud right. We come together, holding hands and holler, mud life. We all strapping all black, it's like...
All
you riding the what? Cause we riding the night. Now you riding with me cause you wasn't riding.
All
no
I do
right,
is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there.
Time to close the night with the Woodpeckers postgame show. Here's Andrew Chapman and Colin Casey.
Well, how about that, Woodpeckers fans? Quite the way to wrap up the series against the Salem Red Sox. No doubt the most well-rounded effort by Fayetteville this week in a convincing 8-4 victory, their largest win by margin so far this year, as they improve to 2-7 and carry some big-time momentum going into the off day before the road trip in Augusta beginning on Tuesday. Big highlights in this one. If we're handing out some awards, how about Joey Loperfido? He's got to be your offensive MVP in this one. The first multi-home run game of his career, and, well, he was the ACC tournament MVP about a year ago at Duke, and now we're seeing why. He put a couple of big swing, no doubt, home runs out of here. None bigger than his one late to help pad the lead and give the Woodpeckers that 8-4 win. Joey Loperfido, our offensive MVP in this one. He finishes 2-for-3 with the two home runs and a career-high 4 RBIs for him. On the pitching front, Ryan Gustel, he took advantage of seeing the Salem lineup for the second time. He goes all the way into the sixth inning. First time a Fayetteville starting pitcher has gone into the sixth this season. Got some help from the bullpen as well. Ronnie Garcia doing what he could in that bases-loaded jam, preserving the lead, going 1-2-3 in the seventh. And then Jose Betances, after giving up a walk in the eighth, how about three straight strikeouts? He's a guy who's really picked up his fastball velocity and pitches to momentum, and he closes up the second win this week at Salem. Against Salem, he was on the mound on Wednesday when the Woodpeckers won, and again, he closes it out tonight to help get Ryan Gustel his first winning decision of the season. Woodpeckers ultimately take 2-of-6 in this one against Salem, and as we mentioned, they now have an off day Monday and a chance to take on a Southern Division opponent in the Augusta Green Jackets as they head to Augusta, South Carolina next week for 6, and then they're back right here at Segra Stadium against the Kannapolis Cannonballers April 26th. That's when we'll see you next out here at Segra Stadium with a 6:05 game April 26th against the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Your first chance to see the Ballers, the low-A affiliate of the Chicago White Sox. A reminder that you can find our broadcast this coming week. Even though the Woodpeckers are on the road, you can still listen live. We'll be live on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com. The first game from Augusta, 7:05 p.m. at SRP Park on Tuesday evening. Again, the final total tonight, Woodpeckers 8, the Salem Red Sox 4. Joey Loperfido, a couple of big home runs to help seal it this afternoon, and a good way to end the first week of baseball at here, right here at Segra Stadium in 2022. Thanks again so much for being with us on your Easter Sunday. Now it's time to go get some candy. The kids got some Easter eggs to go clean up. Looking forward to watching that unfold like today's game. Thanks again so much for being with us at Segra Stadium. Andrew Chapman signing off for today. Have a great rest of your Easter Sunday, everybody. Take care.
They are